Television tells us that everything these days is ripe for a makeover. Your face, your hair, your body, your wardrobe, your house. Now, Dr. Janet Friedlander, director of the NVPFHI Institute, wants us to reconsider our priorities in her new book called Make Under, A Call for Authenticity, just out from Burning Book Press. I'm very pleased that she could come by my show today to talk about it. Hello.
Friedlander.
It's Friedlander?
I went back to the original French pronunciation.
Dr. Friedlander, the makeover craze has been going on for a while now. Were you opposed to it from the start?
Well, honestly, there was something that just did not sit right with me. I was worried. I was worried right from the very beginning. But I had no idea how truly obscene it would become.
What did you think was going to happen? It would just be a brief fad?
Perhaps, but it's become quite extreme. Extreme makeovers, extreme. The entire craze is out of control.
Do you blame television for that or something else in our culture?
I blame people's vanity, people's superficiality, people's unrelenting desire to always go forward when you don't even appreciate what you have. It's quite worrisome.
Your book grows out of a study that you conducted at your center, the NVPFHI Institute. What do all of those letters stand for?
Well, it's the Neurobiophysical Fashion Home Integrity Institute. It's named after my grandfather.
Tell us about the study.
Well, we did a longitudinal study with several people who had distorted bodies. They had distorted their bodies with plastic surgery, and
really can hurt.
Surgery is not good. There's something fishy about surgery. I don't know. But in any case, plastic surgery is quite grotesque, and they had become quite grotesque with this these surgeries, and often they'd taken on the costume of the supposedly fashionable elite and charted their ultimate psychological demise. We did that for them because of their transformation.
What happened to the people in the study?
Well, it's odd, you know, the human spirit. At first they seemed happy. It might have been the after effects of the anesthesia. I'm not sure. But then, over time, they devolved into self-loathing. It was really quite disturbing to watch brother against brother, sister against sister, husband against wife, brother against mother's cousin, stepchild against aunt, aunt against former neighbor. It was really quite ugly. One woman took to wearing glasses with a fake nose attached and strapping her bosom flat, and one of the men went on a crash weight gain diet. He supersized himself back to authenticity. That's the only way that they could become happy again.
Why was there all this tension? Because people were so unhappy with what had happened to their loved ones?
No, Leonard, try to keep up. What happened was that they had lost their sense of themselves. They had lost their sense of their true, authentic selves because they had succumbed to the fascistic impulse in the society to always become better. And make yourself over.
How does that work with the people, the celebrities that we've seen who've gone through these drastic plastic surgeries, Michael Jackson, Cher, what's her name, Wildenstein, the wife of the art gallery owner, or the former wife, anyway. These are people who have changed themselves so much that they don't really look like what they looked like in the past. Do you think that they want to return back to their authenticity now?
No, of course not. I mean, they are the poster people for my movement. They are the people who say, they are the people who make me do what I want to do because it's just obscene what's happened to these people. I mean, think about Ashton Kutcher and Demi Moore. Now, when the lights are out, under the covers, what do you think he sees?
I can only imagine.
Well, I'm sure that he can only imagine what she really looks like.
Because she's no longer what she was.
I'm not sure.
One of the case histories you talk about in the book is the Smiths. I'm assuming that's not their real name.
Well, that's, see, Even you, Leonard, this is what I'm talking about, the presumption that they changed their name. That would be inauthentic of me. It is their name, but I must admit, at their request, I just changed the pronunciation.
So they don't pronounce it Smith?
I am not able to really tell you that.
Can you tell us what happened to them?
Well, they met at a singles resort in the Caribbean. They both succumbed to the complete denial of their true selves, face alteration, body implants, weight manipulation, fascistic wardrobe directives. So, you know, they just did that just like everyone else at the resort. It was really, they thought it was a fairy tale, or so they thought. They met, they married, they had a baby, and guess what happened?
What happened?
The baby had her old nose, his old chin. It was a burgeoning family crisis. We recommended the only solution possible. We told them that they should tell the child that she was adopted.
Oh, really?
Yes.
And did they do that?
Yes, they did. Extreme makeovers sometimes require extreme measures.
But some people are so unhappy with the way they are. Where's the line? Do you oppose any kind of self-improvement?
Again, the language is Leonard Lopate show has just made me so nervous because, radio, it's just so inauthentic. But look at how the language is so manipulative. You and so many others call it self-improvement. I call it self-denial. It's about being in touch. My movement, Leonard, is about being in touch with reality. Nothing is perfect, and it can't stay that way. If you deny entropy, you deny loss. If you deny loss, then you deny death. It's a slippery slope.
But what about home makeovers, like the Queer Eyes for the Straight Guy? Are you opposed to that as well?
Well, in our study, we had a couple, the X's, Mr. and Mrs. X, and yes, that was their real name. They were on a home makeover program. The makeover SWAT team came in and ripped everything apart, and in the process, they revealed that the X's were actually in the witness protection program. After the show aired, the exes got divorced. Mr. X's ex then disappeared. It was very sad. I find it so upsetting.
In the book, you advocate certain steps for recovery for people who've had makeovers. What do you suggest?
Well, it depends on how committed people are to the process. For some, a good place to start is to go to the local novelty store and buy a pair of those glasses with the nose and the mustache attached. You know, the Groucho glasses? Wear them all the time, even at night. It's a way to say this is who I am or who I was. Then for others, the ultimate step is to restore their former looks. Nose bump implants, chin implant removal, skin scarring, of course, breast and penis reduction. This is all in our catalog, available at makeundersrus.com. If you order today, you can get a set of very dull knives as a bonus.
Dr. Janet Friedlander, I said it right, director of
Friedlandre.
Londres.
The French roots of this name. Friedlandre.
Director of the NBPFHI Institute. Her book, Make Under, A Call for Authenticity, just out from Burning Book Press. Thank you so much.
I have one question for you, Leonard. May I have you? You look like you've had a lot of work done. Are you willing to become authentic with your audience right now?
Actually, this is really the real me. All I do is I cover it all with a beard.
I see. Well, consider shaving it off.